Hey everyone, I'm back with another endless type of game here. This one is called Jump Sprint, and it's actually kind of cool. It's another time waster, obviously. I think it's quite amusing and quite addictive too, so I'm going to jump into this one. Basically, you unzip it and run the executable in the folder.
Jump sprint window, items view list, jumpsprint.txt.
And let's go ahead and run this. This, I think, is written in Python, possibly. And it's a 64-bit application, so just be aware of that. I mean, I don't think that'll be a problem, because most people nowadays should have a 64-bit computer by now. But anyway, let's go ahead and run this.
Jump Sprint 1.2.
So the current version is 1.2. You get the music here. I'm going to hit page down to turn it down a little bit. Up and down, move through the menus.
Learn sounds. Start game.
So you got start game. Start.
Start game.
And the menu doesn't wrap. So if you move up from the top,
start game.
It doesn't wrap.
Learn sounds. Test speakers. Shop. 50 displays. Shop. 51 coins.
This is the shop where you can buy items.
Display scores. Configure options. Exit.
So let's go through these.
Start game.
Also, you can hit home and end.
Exit.
To jump to the top and bottom. Page up and page down. Change the music volume.
Start game. Learn sounds.
Let's go to learn sounds here.
Learn sounds. To listen to a sound, press enter on the description of that sound. While the sound is playing, you can press enter or escape to stop it. When you are finished, hit escape or enter to exit. The game starts.
So these sounds will loop.
You pass an obstacle. You receive a warning about an upcoming stationary obstacle.
It's my dad's phone in the background. Sorry about that.
You receive a warning about an upcoming moving obstacle. You are revived. The game ends. The death message screen is active.
Now this is just creepy. Yeah. Apparently you're being laughed at when you die.
Your score is presented to you. You beat your high score. You receive coins. The environment changes. An archway. You.
Oh, wait. I missed that.
An archway. You duck under these. An unpressed button, used for opening doors. You press enter to push the button. You press the button.
That's kind of a cool sound.
A button that has been pressed. This.
Wait.
A button that has been pressed. This is the unpressed button sound and a higher pitch. A car. You jump over these. A coconut. You can either hit these with your weapons or duck under them.
So the game actually gives you pretty good information about each type of obstacle, even in this menu, which is pretty nice.
A closed door. If you hear the sound, prepare to die.
Yeah, pretty much, because you'll run into the door and die.
An open door. This is the sound you want to hear. It is the higher pitched version of the closed door sound. A door opens as a result of pressing a button. It is unlikely you will hear this sound unless the door and button are close to each other. A door closes behind you. A door closes behind you. An electric fence. You duck under these.
Now that's a cool sound too.
The edge of a fire pit. A fire pit. You jump over these. The edge of a pothole. A pothole. A pothole. You jump over these.
I'm not sure if I get the wind sound, but okay.
A fireball. You jump over these. A helicopter. In order to avoid these, you stay on the ground without jumping.
Now the helicopters, I think they can be taken out with your weapons, though I'm not sure.
A wall. You jump over these.
The wall.
An item. You walk over these. You pick up an item. The game starts.
And those are all the sounds, so I'm just going to hit escape.
Main menu. Learn sounds. Test speakers.
Left. Right.
Main menu. Select an option with the arrow keys, then press enter to activate.
So make sure that your speakers or headphones are set up properly. That's important.
Learn sound. Test shop. 51 coins.
This is the shop. I'll take a look at this after I play a couple of games.
Display scores. Your highest score is 1. Your last turned score was 1. Your highest score is 1. Main menu. Learn sound.
So I reinstalled this basically to start out fresh, and my score isn't very high right now.
Test shop. Display scores. Configure options. Exit. Configure app. Options menu.
And here we are in the options menu. So if I go down.
Play a chime when successfully passing obstacles. On. Display death messages. On.
These are all pretty, I'd say they're pretty self-explanatory.
Return to main menu. Use warning tones when approaching obstacles. Recommended. On. Play a chime when successfully passing obstacles. Return to main menu.
So I'd leave all these on unless you want them off for any number of reasons.
Main menu. Learn sound. Start game.
So let's go ahead and start. So basically, you will be put into a random environment. Each environment has a certain amount of steps. Let me turn the music down a little bit. Once you have made the required amount of steps, the environment will transition to something else. There's a few of them. There's a forest with some trees. There's a city with some cars and some walls and buildings and things like that. There's apparently there's a volcano area, which I haven't gotten to yet. And I guess I might as well talk about the keystrokes before we begin. So you're moving by default, and you can't stop that. The up arrow or the space bar will make you jump. The down arrow will make you duck, but you have to time your ducks, because if you do it too early or too late, your character will come back up automatically after about a second. And depending on where you are, that could be quite bad. Let's just say that. That could be fatal, actually. The left and right arrows will make you turn. I think that's mostly used to shoot at cars and things like that. So apparently, from what I've been told, to shoot cars, you have to shoot them, jump over them, turn left and shoot them again. Number one and two will toggle between your weapons. I think number one is your pistol. Number two is the shotgun. G will shoot your current weapon. Shift G will reload. A checks your ammo. K will use your knife. F uses your fists. And I think control is like a baseball bat or something. I think S will check your score. B checks how many steps you have to take before the end of the current area. I think that's about it. So let's go ahead and play this.
Learn. Start game.
So we are on the street. Or no, this is some kind of dock. So I'm just walking here.
Point deduction. Minus 5.
There's a point deduction item which just took some points away from me. That was not what I wanted. Now, you can jump over these.
Slow down.
That's a... Oh.
Are you done trying to make a bone from those who powder yourself? If so, jump. For the love of all things burning, ready, and you are not worthy of being burned. Always duck.
Let me, turn the game down here, and I'll read this again.
Are you done trying to make a bone and limb soup out of yourself? If so, jump. For the love of all things burning worthy, and you are not worthy of being burned.
Yeah, I think I fell into a fire pit, because I thought it was a tree, and apparently it wasn't, and this laughter is annoying.
No ducking. You finished with -5 points. Main menu. Start game.
Let's try this again here. So, those are the kinds of messages that you'll get when you die. Yeah, now that is a fire pit. Jump over that.
Point deduction. -4.
Point deduction. That's a tree. Oh, and H will check your health.
500 health. 10 slices of pizza.
Another tree. P will let you eat a piece of pizza, which apparently heals you. Yeah, this game is weird.
Changed.
So the environment has changed.
415 steps to go. Shotgun.
Also, I do have my weapons here.
Zero out of reloaded.
Jump over that. Not sure what that was.
Whoops. Now that was hilarious. I bet that
wait,
always whoops. Now that was hilarious. I bet that driver is laughing their ass off now.
Yeah, that's a car.
You finished with -1 points. Main menu. No ducking. Learns. Stop.
Let's try this again here.
Shotgun.
So I'm gonna load my shotgun.
3 out of 3 loaded. 30 ammo left.
I've got some ammo.
Pistol.
Load my pistol.
Shotgun.
The shotgun does more damage. It doesn't fire as quickly.
Deduction.
So I'm going to play a couple more games here just to show you what's supposed to happen. And then we'll take a look at the shop and I'll play one more game. Oh, and I think that just made me go faster.
-5.
The problem is this game is kind of loud, so it kind of drowns out the voice. But that's just my... That's just...
Environment change.
That's just the voice that I'm using.
119 steps to go. Slow down.
Good, it's gonna make my character slow down a little bit. I'm not gonna move so fast. Let's see what's coming up here to my right.
Environment change.
Now, let's see if I can shoot some cars here.
Right. Slow down.
Well, I'm not sure if I shot it or not.
One out of three loaded. 30 ammo left. Health decrease.
I think that car just crashed because it hit the pothole. That's funny. Yep. That's funny.
Bonus points.
Right. I guess I didn't hit it. Okay.
1 out of 3 loaded. 27 ammo left.
So the potholes make the cars crash. That's funny. Those aren't very good drivers.
Environment change.
Now we're somewhere else. I have no idea where this is.
248 steps to go. 8.
So basically, you keep going here. That's a wall. Here's an arch, so I'm going to have to duck.
Speed up.
each obstacle you clear gives you 1 point. And at the end of the game, you get coins equal to the amount of points that you have, which you can use in the shop. It's a button, so I hit enter on that. Hit enter on that.
Pizza slice.
We'll go through that door. Look under there. Oh!
You charged into an electric fence. Always stop. You charged into an electric fence. Now you're charged because you've been zapped with electricity. You charged to get charged. Jesus.
Ush. Yeah, so I wasn't paying attention there and I ran right into that.
You finished with 20 points. No ducking. Congratulations. You have beat your high score of 1 points. Your high score is now 20 points. You've earned 20 coins. You now have 71 coins. Main menu. Learn sounds.
Actually, let's go into the shop. Well, start. Let me play one more round here. And then I'll show you the shop.
Shop one. 1 out of 3 loaded. 27 ammo left.
Got some ammo for my shotgun. That's the knife. These are the fists. This is the bat. This is a tree. Shoot that. Which is not really realistic. Or, I don't think it's a tree. I guess it's like a bush. There we go.
2 out of 3 loaded. 24 ammo left.
Very satisfying to shoot those. This game is not totally realistic, but it's very entertaining nonetheless. Let's see, what's over here? That's another bush. It's a hole.
1 out of 3 loaded.
Yep. That was a coconut. Now the coconuts, you can also duck those, but I find it's more fun to just shoot them.
3 out of 3 loaded. 18 ammo left. Game price. 519 health. 11 slices of pizza. 17.
Actually, I'm doing better on this round than I was the last one.
5 game price. 1 out of 3 loaded. 18 ammo left.
Let's show you the pistol.
Pistol. 17 out of 17.
That's what it sounds like when you shoot that.
Health increase. 571 health. 11 slices of pizza. Point deduction. 14.
Ah, crap. My points are going down.
Team out of 17 loaded. 51 ammo left. Slow down. Shotgun. 1 out of 3 loaded. 18 ammo left. One steps to go.
Almost done with this particular level. Also, you can hit T. Or, no, I thought you could hit T. Apparently not. Here we are. I'm in some kind of building. Which means I can't use my weapons.
23. $0.05 deduction. Bonus points.
Yes, you do have to open those doors, because if you don't, you will die.
Slow down. Environment change.
So I'm actually doing pretty good.
30.
All things considered.
Shotgun.
Oh! So, some obstacles you can run into without dying.
36.
The problem is, you'll lose health.
541 health. You're good.
So, like, the bushes... The bushes, and I think the coconuts can hit you, and you won't die.
Slow down. One out of three loaded. 15 ammo left.
And I'm running out of ammo.
40. Bonus points. 45.
So, this is actually quite a good run here.
Environment change.
Let's see how far I can make it.
Deduction. 44.
Nah. Take my points away.
219 steps to go.
Now, the problem is I'm going pretty fast.
0 out of 3.
Reload. It's a very satisfying sound.
48.
Warning sounds are very helpful.
Environment change.
But you can turn those off if you'd like to have more of a challenge. I'm trying to get to the volcano area. But I think... Yep, always hit enter. Oh, crap. Oh, I didn't hit the door because the environment changed. Good. Because I didn't open that door.
Health in place. 570 health at 52. Health in place. Speed up.
Oh.
Up.
Whoa, I don't want to go this fast.
Point deduction. Bonus points. 55. Health pizza. 569 health.
Whoa.
Slices of pizza. Speed up. Health pizza. Pizza slice. Environment change. 3 out of 3 loaded. 12 ammo left. Point deduction. Right. Left. Right. 1 out of 3. 0 out of 3 loaded.
Ooh.
41 hit.
I ran into something.
M&M.
Ooh.
Damn it. That stupid wall. Oh wait. That was your fault. Never mind. Here, have your score. You finished with 55 points. Congratulations. You have beat your high score of 20 points. Your high score is now 55 points. You've earned 55 points. You now have 126 coins. Main menu. Learn sounds.
So that was pretty good, actually. Until I whacked into the wall.
Test speakers. Shop. 126 coins.
So let's go in the shop.
Welcome to the shop. You have 126 coins. Please select what you would like to purchase.
Turn this music down a little bit.
Buy a revive for 100 coins. You own 0 revives you if you die. As a penalty, your score is halved.
So that's the downside to the revive.
Buy a pair of winged shoes for 250 coins. You own 0. These fast shoes will transport you about 300 or more tiles, skimming over all obstacles and giving you lots of points. Very useful if you are in an area that has a lot of obstacles. Buy a pack of 68 pistol ammo for 25 coins. You own 51. Buy a pack of 136 pistol ammo for 50 coins. Buy a pack of 272 pistol ammo for 100 coins. Buy a pack of 60 shotgun ammo for 75 coins. You own 9. Buy a pack of 120 shotgun ammo for 125 coins. You own 9. Buy a pack of 240 shotgun ammo for 250 coins. Leave. Leave. Leave.
So...
Buy a pack of 136 pistol ammo for 50. Buy a pack of 200. Buy a pack of 120 shotgun ammo for 125. Main menu. Learn sounds. Test speed. Shop. 126 coins.
Wait.
Welcome. Buy a pack of 60. Buy a pack of 200. Buy a pack of 120 shotgun ammo for 125 coins.
Oh, I don't think I have enough coins.
Main learns. Test speed. Shop. 126 coins.
Wait, I should have enough money.
Buy a pack of 136 pistol. Buy a pack of 60 shotgun. Buy a pack of 120 shotgun ammo for 125 coins.
Okay, that might just be a bug. Let's...
Buy a pack of 60 shot. Your purchase was successful. Well, buy a revive for 100 coins.
No.
Main learns. Start game.
That's how that works. Let's play one more round.
Shotgun. 3 out of 3 loaded. 69 ammo left.
There we go. I've got more ammo for my shotgun. We'll do one more round and then we'll call this a day. Because I could literally sit here and play this forever. Fence, so I gotta duck under that. Oh crap.
21 steps to go. 10 steps to go. 2 steps to go. Environment change.
Oh good, because I didn't close, or I didn't open that door. Whoopsie.
7.
I love that. 8. Let's actually try using the baseball bat next time. Oh, it's a fire pit.
Point deduction.
Whoa, that was a bit too close. Not sure what that was. That sounded like it crashed or something. Not sure what that was.
Speed up.
Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Let's try the fists next. Fists, rather. That sounds like the jump sound from Adventure at Sea Colon.
Environment change.
Actually. Oh man, I can't destroy things here. Oh well.
To summarize in short details. Always duck.
Oh, I didn't quite make it.
To summarize in short details. Archway. Ouch. Painful. What utter nonsense. You finished with 10 points. You've earned 10 coins. You now have 61 coins. No ducking. Main menu. Learn to exit.
Well, I think that's enough of that.
Jump sprint window. Audacity.
Like I said, I could sit here all day and play this. This is very addicting, but hopefully this gives you a pretty good idea as to how this game is actually meant to work. It's free. It's a lot of fun, and if you're into these endless types of games, I think you'll really enjoy it. I know I do, just because, as I've said, I'm getting tired of all these RPGs and hack and slash and all this garbage, so it's nice to see some other types of games out there made in audio. I still think we need a good racing game, especially a good racing game online, but that's another thing entirely. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. As always, if you guys have any questions, comments, you know where to leave them, and I will get back to you. So take care.